Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Warning, the sermon you are about to hear is R-rated. It's R-rated because of bloodshed, violence, and nudity. And we will see in the sermon that its R-rating will also refer to so much more. But first, before we go there, let's begin with the bloodshed, the violence, and the nudity. Remember, we're in a series in Matthew's Gospel called Places of the Passion, and today we walk to Golgotha. To Golgotha. That's Aramaic for the place of the skull. Golgotha was a place where Roman soldiers systematically maimed and mauled. It's where they literally threw people away. How so? Well, Golgotha was not only a public place for execution, it was also Jerusalem's city dump. And Christ's crucifixion at Golgotha was an act of utter brutality and barbarism. Rome famously called it, in Latin, Mortis Turpissima Crucis, the utter vile death of the cross. Violence, bloodshed, and nudity there are at maximum levels. As they scourge, they crown with thorns, they hammer away with three nails, and oh, how can we forget the indecent exposure? Yes, the indecent exposure. Jesus is first stripped before Herod Antipas' soldiers. He's stripped a second time at the command of Pilate at Gabbatha. Then he's stripped naked a third time at the cross when the soldiers divide his garments by casting lots. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke says he sweat blood, the medical condition called hematohidrosis. Hematohidrosis happens when people have psychological stress that is off the charts, and hematohidrosis makes skin extremely sensitive to the touch. After experiencing hematohidrosis, Christ's skin was extremely fragile, it was sensitive, so that when the Romans flogged him the next day, the pain had to be quite unbearable. Yet the lacerations tore into his underlying skeletal muscles and produced quivering ribbons of bleeding flesh. Roman soldiers used a whip of braided leather, thongs with spikes woven into them. The Latin is flagrum. When the flagrum would strike the flesh, spikes would cause deep bruises and lacerations. The whipping would have gone all the way from the shoulders down to the back, the buttocks, and the back of the legs. See, Romans had crucifixion down to a science. Historians tell us that between Pompey's defeat of the Jews in 69 BC and the destruction of the Second Temple in AD 70, Rome crucified around 350,000 Jews. Let that sink in. Historians also tell us that most crucifixion victims lasted about 72 hours on the cross. Christ lasted 6, meaning they almost killed him with the whips at Gabbatha. At Golgotha, the Romans threw him on the wood. They drove tapered spikes through his wrists and feet, all the while mocking him and spitting on him. If the nails had been driven through his palms, his weight would have caused his skin to tear, and Christ would have fallen off the cross. So the nails went through his wrists, which means that they would have gone through the median nerve, the largest nerve going out of the hand. It would have been crushed by the pounding nails, so that when Christ's feet were nailed, those nerves were crushed there as well. The Savior's arms were stretched out 6 inches upward, intentionally dislocating his shoulders. The stress of Jesus' diaphragm then forced his chest into an inhaling position. In order to exhale, he had to push up using his feet to relieve the pressure on his diaphragm and temporarily exhale. In doing so, the nail tore through his feet, eventually locking against his tarsal bones. For 6 hours, this breathing motion continued. Christ scraping his shredded back against the coarse wood until he became completely exhausted and unable to push up and breathe anymore. As he slowed down his breathing, he went into respiratory acidosis, leading to an irregular heartbeat. In fact, with his heart beating erratically, Jesus knew that death was near. This is why he said, "Lord, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus ultimately died, most likely, of cardiac arrest. So, as you can see, Jesus' death was R-rated to be sure. R-rated for bloodshed, for violence, and for nudity. Yet these R-rated events lead as well to R-rated gifts. On Good Friday, R-rated events lead to R-rated gospel gifts for us. How? Well, just consider the word redeemed. Matthew 27:45-46 says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour, and about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which is, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?'" Matthew here is using Roman times. The Roman trial with Pontius Pilate began at 6 a.m. It took the Romans 3 hours to prepare Jesus for crucifixion, so he was nailed to the cross at 9 a.m., or the third hour of the day. The sixth hour is noon, and the ninth hour is 3 p.m. The 3 hours of darkness was not simply a solar eclipse. The darkness indicated the Father's judgment against Jesus because the Savior was carrying the sin of the world. See, Christ hung in the darkness, and we walk in the light. Christ was cursed, we are blessed. Christ was forsaken, we never will be. Christ died, we live. Christ was bound, we are free. There's a word for all of this. It's redeemed. Redeemed. We are redeemed by Jesus. Still, you know, the bloodshed, violence, and nudity of this day also means that we are reconciled. Matthew 27:51. "And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split." Josephus, a first century Jewish historian, tells us that this inner curtain was 55 cubits high, or the height of a seven-story building. From top to bottom, tearing indicates that this was God's doing. God no longer needs the temple and its sacrifices. It means we are reconciled with the Father. And yes, we don't achieve this gift. We receive this gift. It is Christ's gospel to us. We are completely reconciled and at peace with our Heavenly Father. God has opened the door to eternal forgiveness. Not only that, but we also look forward to the day when the reconciling of the Creator, His created people, and the creation itself happens in full. Wow! Speed the day, right? So bloodshed, violence, and nudity, it means we're redeemed, it means we're reconciled, and it also means we're renewed. Matthew 27:54, when the centurion and those who were with him keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Do you want to be renewed? Do you want to come alive? Do you want to live again? Then right now, stand at the foot of the cross and confess with the centurion and those with him, "Truly, this is the Son of God." Trusting Jesus, loving Jesus, captivated and enamored with Jesus, we live today and crave the day to come. There's a word for that. It's renewed. Yet by Jesus we are also resurrected, Matthew 27:52-53. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Imagine that. Christ's power over death couldn't wait for Easter. Already on Good Friday, there is resurrection. The death of Jesus is the death of even death itself. See, the day is coming when the Savior returns, and we too will be resurrected. On that day, we will stand before the throne, washed white by in the blood of the Lamb, with all of our shame and guilt covered in His love. And yes, there's a word for that. It's resurrected. Wow. Jesus' death is R-rated, to be sure. R-rated for its bloodshed, for its violence, for its nudity. Yet all of it was done so that we, my faith, might also be redeemed, reconciled, renewed, and know that resurrection is real today and coming tomorrow. As the famous hymn says, what kind of love is this? What kind of love is this? Well, how about one more word? It's radical. It's radical. Radical as in coming from the Latin word radix, which means the root, the core, the center. The Good Friday giver and his gifts, friends, are radical. They are the root. They are the core of our salvation. They are the hope of eternal life. And they are the realization that nothing will ever be more important. On this Good Friday, may these R-rated events lead you to the R-rated gifts that are yours, straight from God's loving heart, from Golgotha to you by grace and grace alone. Thanks be to God. Glory be to Jesus. In his name, amen.